Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The right fielder, Debs Garms. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Heine Mueller. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tommy Heath. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alan Strange. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Knott. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Knott. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rabbit Warsler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Benton. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Al Benton. And now, play ball. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball four. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West strikes out. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clift moves to third. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler misplays the ball. That's an error on Warsler. Clift scores. Garms moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Kramer reaches third base with a triple. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kramer scores. It's Browns, 1, Athletics, 1. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mueller. Moses reaches second base with a double. Fox moves to third. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heath moves to third. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott strikes out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heath scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Browns. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West takes first base on ball 4. Strange moves to second. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Garms hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler takes first base on ball 4. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Burns reaches second base with a double. Burnett moves to third. Heine Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burnett scores. Burns moves to third. One out. It's 3-1, Browns. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Heath hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burns scores. It's 4-1, Browns. Roy Mahaffey now pitching. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mahaffey fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Browns. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Garms settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. the Browns will come to bat. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0-for-1 in the game. Knott hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. West hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Moses moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into right field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moses moves to third. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Higgins reaches third base with a triple. Moses scores. It's 4-3, Browns. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to home to get Higgins. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Burnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burnett moves to second. Heine Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mahaffey fields it and throws to third for the out. Burns moves to second. One out. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Burns moves to third. Mueller moves to second. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mahaffey fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kramer moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into right field. Garms picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Garms. Kramer scores. Johnson moves to second. It's Browns, 4, Athletics, 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Moses hits a line drive towards first. Burns reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 4. The Browns will come to bat. Ollie Bijma pinch hits for Jack Knott. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Bijma reaches second base with a double. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bijma moves to third. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bijma scores. It's 5-4, Browns. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garms hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. West moves to second. Joe Cascarella now pitching. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Burnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Burns takes first base on ball 4. West moves to third. Garms moves to second. Ray Pepper pinch hits for Heinie Mueller. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Pepper now playing left field. George Blea Holder now pitching. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. McNair reaches third base with a triple. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a fly ball into left field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McNair scores. One out. It's Browns, 5, Athletics, 5. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Warsler hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Heath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cascarella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cascarella hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Heath fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 5. The Browns will come to bat. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Strange bunts towards first. Finney scoops it up and throws to first, with Warsler covering, for the out. Heath moves to second. One out. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder strikes out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heath moves to third. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. West hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cascarella fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Cliff moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-3 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Kramer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Garms strikes out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Burnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0-for-1 in the game. Pepper hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaya Holder fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cascarella fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bo Bell pinch hits for George Blaya Holder. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cascarella fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.